Chapter 1, Solomon's Spectacular Beginning. In the reign of David and Solomon, Israel had many opportunities to wield a mighty influence in behalf of truth and right. The name of Jehovah was exalted and held in honor. Seekers after truth from the lands of the heathen were not turned away unsatisfied. Conversions took place, and the Church of God on earth prospered. Solomon was anointed king in the closing years of his father David. His early life was bright with promise, and it was God's purpose that he should ever approach nearer the similitude of the character of God, and thus inspire his people to fulfill their sacred trust as the depositaries of divine truth. David knew that in order for Solomon to fulfill the trust with which God honored him, the youthful ruler must be not merely a warrior and statesman, but a good man, a teacher of righteousness, an example of fidelity. With earnestness, David entreated Solomon to be noble, to show mercy to his subjects, and in all his dealings with the nations to honor the name of God and to manifest the beauty of holiness. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. In his youth, Solomon made David's choice his own, and for many years his life was marked with strict obedience to God's commands. Early in his reign he went to Gibeon, where the tabernacle built in the wilderness still was, and united with his chosen advisors and all the leaders in all Israel, the heads of fathers' houses, in offering sacrifices to God and in consecrating themselves fully to the Lord's service. RSV. Solomon knew that those bearing heavy burdens must seek the source of wisdom for guidance. This led him to encourage his counselors to unite with him in making sure of their acceptance with God. Solomon's dream from God. Above every earthly good, the king desired wisdom and understanding, largeness of heart and tenderness of spirit. That night the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, "Ask what I shall give thee." In his answer, the young ruler gave utterance to his feeling of helplessness and desire for aid. "Thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. "Because thou hast asked this," God said to Solomon, "and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." See also. The language used by Solomon before the altar at Gibeon reveals his humility and his strong desire to honor God. In his heart there was no selfish aspiration for a knowledge that would exalt him above others. He chose the gift that would be the means of causing his reign to bring glory to God. Solomon was never so rich or so wise or so truly great as when he confessed, "I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in." The higher the position a man occupies, the wider will be the influence he exerts and the greater his need of dependence on God. He is to stand before God in the attitude of a learner. Position does not give holiness of character. It is by honoring God and obeying his commands that a man is made truly great. The God who gave to Solomon the spirit of wise discernment is willing to impart the same blessing to his children today. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." When a burden bearer desires wisdom more than wealth, power, or fame, he will not be disappointed. how to succeed as a leader. So long as he remains consecrated, the man whom God has endowed with discernment and ability will not be eager for high position, nor seek to rule or control. Instead of striving for supremacy, a true leader will pray for an understanding heart, to discern between good and evil. The path of leaders is not an easy one. But they are to see in every difficulty a call to prayer. Strengthened and enlightened by the Master, they will stand firm against unholy influences and discern right from wrong. The wisdom that Solomon desired above riches, honor, or long life, God gave him. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore, for he was wiser than all men, and his fame was in all nations round about. And all Israel stood in awe of the king, because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him, to render justice. RSV. The hearts of the people were turned towards Solomon. Solomon was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Solomon's brilliant success. For many years Solomon's life was marked with devotion to God and strict obedience to his commands. He managed wisely the business matters connected with the kingdom. The magnificent buildings and public works that he constructed during the early years of his reign, the piety, justice, and magnanimity that he revealed in word and deed won the loyalty of his subjects and the admiration of the rulers of many lands. For a time Israel was as the light of the world, showing forth the greatness of Jehovah. As the years went by and Solomon's fame increased, he sought to honor God by adding to his mental and spiritual strength and by continuing to impart to others the blessings he received. None understood better than he that these gifts were bestowed that he might give to the world a knowledge of the King of Kings. Solomon took a special interest in natural history. Through a diligent study of all created things, both animate and inanimate, he gained a clear concept of the Creator. In the forces of nature, in the mineral and animal world, and in every tree, shrub, and flower, he saw a revelation of God's wisdom, and his knowledge of God and his love for him constantly increased. Solomon's inspired wisdom found expression in songs and in many proverbs. He spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. In the proverbs are outlined principles of holy living and high endeavor. It was the wide dissemination of these principles and the recognition of God as the one, to whom all praise and honor belong that made Solomon's early reign a time of moral uplift as well as of material prosperity. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, he wrote, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth, do I hate. Oh, that in later years Solomon had heeded these wonderful words of wisdom! He who had taught the kings of the earth to render praise to the King of Kings, in pride and arrogance he took to himself the glory due to God alone.